XRN. Welcome to another edition of Dr. Drew's Two Cents. I'm Mr. Cogburn. As always, my co-host, normally the host of his own show, Chris Preston.
You!
I give myself applause.
Right.
Yeah. Give myself applause every week.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that sounds like a dirty euphemism.
Yeah. If you can't tell by the song that's playing right now, well, you probably can't. I mean, it's a cover of a Ninja Turtle song. This episode's about cartoons. Just sticking with things that I know. And cartoons happen to be one of them.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves cartoons.
I love me some cartoons. Always have, always will. Pretty sure I'll be a fan of animation for life. My young mind was twisted by cartoons, and it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There were some cartoons I wasn't allowed to watch. We'll get to that later.
Will we?
Yeah.
We're going to get to the cartoons that we couldn't watch later?
Uh-huh. Yes. Later. Right. Later. Later.
Later. But so that does that mean, you know, where are we starting then? Because cartoons, that's a big topic.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're just going to... I mean, this is my two cents on cartoons. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to start where I started with cartoons.
All right. Where is that?
Looney Tunes, man.
Oh. Did you... Wait. Looney Tunes, I got a...
Yeah.
I wanna... Yay! Oh, Merry Melodies.
Yeah, yep. All that wacky, crazy stuff that was on television early in the mornings. Mm-hmm. You know, before the whole Saturday morning cartoon thing happened, there, you know, it was Looney Tunes.
Right.
You know, Bugs Bunny. Daffy Duck. Frickin'...
Elmer Fudd.
The Tasmanian Devil.
My dad's favorite character was Foghorn Leghorn.
The whole WB cast.
The whole WB cast, Foghorn Leghorn. My dad's favorite specific WB cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know it. It's the one with the giant hairy orange dude.
Yeah, and he goes, he's always in a castle of some sort.
He's in a castle, yeah. And then he goes, his favorite part was when he goes, he's scared of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always goes. So that's the thing. Those cartoons, because we watched them, you and I, in our mid-80s.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
It's when we started watching them, when the indoctrination started with the wonderful Fleischer shorts of the, what was that, 30s, 40s?
Probably.
Our parents watched the same, exact same cartoons, you know, so we were able to connect on that. We were able to be like, oh, yeah, we both enjoy these characters.
But they were laughing about different things.
Yeah, they were.
They were laughing, yeah.
But they also remember from when they were kids watching it, too.
Yeah. It's both. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I was laughing that, you know, the gun was exploding in Elmer Fudd's face. I thought, ha, 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 that was funny. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was probably laughing that, you know, Bugs Bunny was doing a very racist Chinese impression.
Yeah.
You know, putting his ears back, super slanted eyes, two big old buck teeth hanging out, walking all with his hands together.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day.
They were racy, man.
Back in the day, those cartoons could get away with a lot more than cartoons can get away with nowadays.
Everyone and everything could get away with a hell of a lot more than you could today.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
People,
you wouldn't think that, especially with all like the really edgy stuff.
It is weird. It's weird. The line in the sand is strange.
Yeah.
It's because it's all about the children. What about the children?
How is it...
Here, I'll tell you why.
I'll show you. Super racist Bugs Bunny, you know, him...
Okay, racist Bugs Bunny. All right, how about this? Okay. Case in point, then. Case in point, Drew. Racist Bugs Bunny. And my point was going to be Tom and Jerry cartoons. They don't show them really a lot. A lot of them they don't show anymore. course, a lot of them featured smoking. Characters, adult smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Tom or Jerry smoking or in different situations.
Yeah, exactly. Things explode. Because it was that.
The old gag of.
Yeah, the exploding cigar. But it was.
Cigar. Yeah.
It was smoking. It was a part of the culture back then.
It was a part of the culture. And it was cool back then. It's not cool now.
Well, that.
So all those cartoons got pulled.
Doctors would be smoking in the doctor's office back then.
Yeah, yeah. As they light up and they tell you this.
Exactly.
We know your chest hurts. Have you considered switching to Winston's?
Exactly.
Case in point, you grew up watching those cartoons.
Yes.
You're a cigarette smoker.
Yes. Yeah, yes, I am.
Yeah, slightly racist on the side.
I am slightly racist too. But
maybe the cartoons. Maybe it's called. They do call it programming.
Yeah,
for a reason.
Yes. Well, it probably programmed me. I mean, thank God it didn't program me to cross dress and make out with dudes trying to hunt me that have weird lisps.
That could have very easily happened. The very next cartoon featured Bugs Bunny doing just that.
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't show those anymore either.
Yeah, no,
they don't show any of those old cartoons anymore.
No, dude. Elmer Fudd used to be head over heels in love when Bugs Bunny would dress up as a lady.
Yeah, he was easily fooled.
Easily.
It wasn't even a man dressed as a lady.
No.
It was a
rabbit. It was animal.
Anthropomorphic rabbit.
Yes. Dressed as a lady.
Dressed as a lady. Yes, and he totally fell for it.
Every time.
That is strange.
Yeah. I was always... What about the Tasmanian Devil? Fan of the Tasmanian Devil?
Oh, actually, he was top two favorite. It was when it came to the cartoons, it was for me Taz and Droopy. Because he was in all that stuff.
Really?
Too,
Droopy,
right?
Dog?
Yeah, I love the sad sack Droopy. Oh, maybe that explains some things about me now as I'm older. You know,
yeah, it does. Maybe
bounce back and forth between Taz and then Snoopy. You know, it's how I roll, yo. But yeah, those are the two. Yeah, it's Taz and Snoopy. Which are both, they're still both Warner Brothers?
Not Snoopy,
I'm Droopy. Sorry. Droopy.
Yes, Droopy Dog is Warner Brothers.
Snoopy too, though. I did love Snoopy. That's totally different.
Yeah, it's totally different.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Droopy, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right now we're talking Warner Brothers.
Also a fan of Marvin the Martian when I was younger.
That was about to say. My number one was always Marvin the Martian.
What, is it really?
Only because he wasn't necessarily a bad guy. He was just...
He kind of was.
He was just a Martian, and his whole plan was he just wanted to destroy the Earth. I can relate. There are days where I kind of wish I was on the moon with a giant ray gun just trying to press the button.
Fair enough.
Something's going wrong. Don't know why, but I got to press the button.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, Marvin definitely had that going for him. And his name was Marvin.
Yes, Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian. I think he's pretty awesome. He's got that helmet. You can't only see his eyes.
Yeah. He's all dressed up as like a... Greek or Roman warrior for some reason.
He's a great design of a character.
He is.
And I like the... They had some old... I remember seeing old Warner Brothers cartoons that... there was like a lot of drawings and depictions of celebrities of the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did a lot of that celebrity parody.
Yeah. Celebrity parody stuff. So it'd be like... here's stuff about like Humphrey Bogart and Clark Gable.
I didn't get a lot of that stuff. When I was a really young kid and I saw all these caricatures...
Yeah, in the mid-80s.
It didn't...
Even the kids at that time wouldn't even really get Clark Gable. That stuff was for adults. That stuff played before movies. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably played those cartoons before showings of Gone with the Wind and stuff.
More than likely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I have... one of my DVDs, even though I know we're not talking about movies, but cartoons.
Not talking about movies, Chris.
We're not talking about movies.
I mean, we will be talking about movies because the animated films are a big thing.
Yeah, movies. It is cartoons. I have a DVD of The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, which came out 48 or 49.
Yeah.
And it has a feature on there where it's like Warner Brothers Night at the Movies.
Yeah.
And you just hit play to play all. It starts with a trailer for Key Largo.
Okay.
It gives you like a couple of newsreels from the time. So it was like post-World War II type stuff.
Yeah.
Gave you another trailer, and then it gave you a Warner Brothers short. And no, first it gave you a weird short that sucked, and then it gives you a Warner Brothers short. It was the one where the scientist wants to do a demonstration of switching brains between a chicken and a rabbit, but the rabbit happens to be Bugs Bunny. So, oops, you picked the wrong rabbit.
Yeah.
And that actually had a
pretty funny little, you know, it's all slapstick, but it's still really funny. And then you watch that, and then it shows you something else, and then the movie starts. And so that was the whole idea. That's what they did back then.
Yeah.
So like a lot of those cartoons were for adults. So that's why they didn't care about showing them drinking and smoking and doing depictions of Bogart and Clark Gable.
Because they were 4-year-olds. Exactly.
On Saturday morning eating
only when our generation came around did, you know, people start gearing it towards children.
Really, only our generation? Like the 80s? Was it an 80s
maybe,
thing, you think?
Well, probably 70s, 60s, probably.
When did they start the concept of the Saturday morning cartoon?
Mid-60s.
Mid-60s? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
But that was just weird. It was like weird things.
Like what?
It didn't say. They did Roadrunner cartoons, Bugs Bunny, Woody Woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
Whatever Terry Toons are, and Heckle and Jekyll. Mighty Mouse as well.
Yeah.
I never really got into Mighty Mouse. I mean, I understood, you know, here I come to save the day. Yeah. I get it, but I never really
now
never
I think,
really caught on with me.
Now I think more of Andy Kaufman doing his... That Saturday Night Live bit with that song. Yeah, Mighty Mouse never really got into it. Yeah, definitely more...
I mean, I watched Woody Woodpecker, but I don't think I ever really enjoyed it.
Well, Woody was more along the lines... I lumped Woody in with the... all the Merry Melodies stuff, the Warner Brothers, the Looney Tunes. I lumped all that stuff
you
together.
I didn't see any
demarcation between anything.
Well, I didn't. Woody Woodpecker was his own little universe. Mm-hmm. What else? I mean, you know, there was Woody Woodpecker. There was Tom and Jerry. There was, you know, Mighty Mouse.
Tom and Jerry wasn't that. Wasn't that Warner Brothers or whatever?
I don't know if Tom and Jerry was Warner Brothers. That's a good question.
It was all about. They always had him so early. I had to get up early. I got to a point where I was like, "Come on, I wanted to sleep at least till 9." But there was always a point where like the cartoons switched over and. There were different cartoons. Cartoons would run until like 1 p.m., but
I only
wanted to see the ones up until like 9 o'clock.
And then they'd wake up early. I remember when I was a kid, it would be on, like, they would do old cartoons on Nick at Night sometimes. Like after the Blank Van Blank show?
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it clean.
I know. It's the Blank Van Blank show.
Appreciate it. Yeah. That's really late, but who's that for? That's for stoners and insomniacs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in high school, I was both of those things.
That's 90s. Yeah, that's when they figured that market's out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you
Absolutely.
Know, Merry Melodies, all that shit. You know, what they call, I guess, the golden age of cartoons.
Popeye cartoons?
Yeah, I never really got into Popeye.
I was into Popeye.
Really? Strong to the finish because you eat your spinach.
I didn't even realize I'm wearing a Popeye t-shirt.
Yeah, at the moment. Motherfucker put green stuff in his pipe. You tell me what's going on there.
He did. he did put it in his pipe. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it.
Every time.
Not every time.
Most of the time.
Somebody he did put in this pipe a lot. I'm going to point that out to my to my mom next time I talk to her. Did you realize that this is what we're watching the whole time? But I actually really like Popeye. One of my favorite.
Pluto. Olive oil.
Bowing over olive oil. I dug all that stuff.
Who's to do with the hamburgers?
Wimpy.
Wimpy,
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. One of my favorite phrases of all time. Got turned into that weird, weird movie with Robin Williams.
That was it.
Robert Robin
film.
Movie. Yeah, right? He was like, I'm going to make a musical. A surrealist musical. And everyone's going to talk over each other because I'm Robert Robin. We're not really going to talk about movies, but
so
it was Popeye. It was so strange. But those were like the 30s and 40s, right?
When
they made those. And then this. I also remember Sinbad cartoon.
Was there a Sinbad cartoon? No, I mean, there were a lot of ones
where it's like Sinbad
those,
or Alibaba.
Like all those
thieves.
Standalone, really old ones weird. You know, like there's the one with the owl family who sings. Like there's weird nature ones
yes,
where
yes, yes, yes,
there
yes,
are
yes,
crazy
yeah.
things doing that.
Yeah, who put that shit out, right?
I mean, all sorts of weird, probably a lot of independent companies, or maybe what grew to be some of these bigger ones, probably.
Unwittingly to us, a lot of those cartoons introduced us like classical music and stuff. Like,
oh, no, that's where I got all of my classical music.
Yeah, like Blue Danube and
all that stuff. And the funny thing was, they were, because they were the Merry Melodies, you know? Mm-hmm. Normally it would say who it was, like at the end, it would say what song was played.
Oh, would they?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
But it was awesome. It was like mini Fantasia, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, being a kid, I can't not talk about the whole Disney franchise.
Oh, man.
I mean, that is a cartoon conglomerate.
When I think of Disney cartoons, I'm flooded with images and memories of years and years of entertainment. Of good. Thank you, Disney, for
kid stuff.
For good stuff for growing
very much
up.
Kids.
The time when I watch it was perfect.
When I think Disney, when I think Looney Tunes and Bugs Bunny, I think, you know, adult overtones that kids just happen to be watching.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When I think Disney, I think the exact opposite. That stuff was made for children.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that makes sense. I grew up, I stopped watching Disney movies, I guess.
Because they are more for the kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it does make sense to age out of Disney stuff, whereas that Looney Tunes stuff or the Warner Brothers stuff, you could come back around to it
20 years later or get something new.
Or even as an adolescent, you get older. You're like, oh, wait, like, you know, after you hit puberty, you're like, oh, wait.
I get something.
Wait, that's a dick joke. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Exactly. He was making a dick joke the whole time. Oh, my God. You know, I get it now. I'm 16. But you're absolutely right. You can age. You do age out of Disney stuff.
No.
It's unfortunate that happens. It's because you get older and jaded and cynical, and you worry about bills and relatives and all this other bullshit, and you can't get lost in a wonderful...
My penis starts talking to me.
Your penis starts talking to you.
There's no penises talking to anybody in it. What? Any Disney movies.
Not Disney, no. That's Japanese Disney. Fake Disney.
Ugh.
You know what they call Japanese Disney?
What?
Disney.
We're not going to be discussing that on this episode.
Okay, good. I'm glad we put that out there. Good.
That seriously,
I'm glad we are drawing that line.
Actually, you know what? Right now, in the midst of the Disney thing, we'll talk about that real quick. I mean, there is, you know, there's the old thing where the old Aladdin cover, one of the spires was a giant penis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that on the Little Mermaid? That happened on the Little Mermaid cover.
There was something
on the Little Mermaid cover.
Something dirty happened in that.
It's like a sandcastle background because it's underwater, and one of the towers is for sure a dick.
A penis.
There's a whole. You think it says sex in the clouds?
Yeah.
But it really. They say it said SFX. It was like a shout out to the. Yeah, special effects people.
Yeah.
It looks like it's SFX.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the whole weird thing in Japan with, you know, the animation porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the tentacle rape.
The tentacle, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Things of that nature. That stuff has always creeped me out. I've always thought it was really weird, and it never. I never took. So.
Agreed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
no, thank you.
That's pretty much all I'm going to talk about now.
Yeah, so we get out of there. Go back to Disney.
Goofy.
Yeah,
yeah. Goofy was actually one of my favorite Disney characters.
He was pretty awesome.
I always liked Goofy. You know, Mickey was overrated. He's freaking Mickey Mouse. I prefer the Mickey that I see on South Park.
Yeah. You know? The representation of the evil Disney Mickey.
Oh, all right, you little faggots. You're going to get out there. You're going to make those little girls' chinese tinkle.
What are you talking to? Who was it? What was the...
What is
the
it?
Jonas Brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Calling them little faggots. Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, South Park.
I mean, Disney stuff. I mean, what? We got the the animated features at least I was growing up. You know, there's the Aristocats.
Yes.
101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Fantasia.
The Great Mouse Detective.
The Great Mouse Detective.
The Rescuers and the Rescuers Down Under.
Yes.
And then remember, the Rescuers had that slice of porn. Put into it. The Rescuers is that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where I don't know if it was like on a bunch of copies that went out or if it was in one theater. Yeah. I don't know the exact story, but if you look it up, The Rescuers, someone was watching The Rescuers and like they put in one slice of
giant poop. Black dick.
Yeah, like Fight Club style. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where they got the idea from. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
What else? So, of course, it has to be a Disney movie that's going to get that, you know, complete flipping of it.
Cinderella.
Well, even that,
Sleeping
I was going to say.
Snow White.
The originals from the 30s and the 40s, Dumbo, you know.
Yeah, Dumbo. Oh, what
I watched the shit
talk,
out of Dumbo.
You
want to
talk racist. Good Lord.
Well, no. The Jim Crows.
The Jim Crows. Come on, bro.
I seen a horse fly. I never seen an elephant fly. Woo! Good golly.
Oh, so incredibly racist.
Very, very racist, but and they were called the Jim Crows.
Yes, exactly. You can look, if you don't get that, you can brush up on your history and then get back to us.
Please Google Jim. Stop everything. Stop listening to the show. Stop.
Look up the Jim Crow
law. Stop eating your food. Google Jim Crow U.S. You're welcome. Your life has been changed. yeah. But still, I watched the shit out of that when I was a kid. That one. He gets drunk as hell.
Really? That's the one? Yeah. See,
I think Bambi too. Bambi? But Dumbo is the one that stands out for those old school ones.
See, I didn't have the movies on VHS. Somehow or another, I had these weird. I had like a set. Don't ask me how I got it. Don't know where it came from, but I had it. Uh-huh. It was a set of like books. Like the movies adapted into book form. Like, but they were huge. They're like the size of my laptop, and they were giant. And they were all animated. You know, same drawings that were in the movie,
uh-huh.
But in book form with like little blurbs, and you had to read it instead of watching the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they were each, you know, they were thick too, and I had a set of like pretty much all of them.
Wow.
Like up to whatever point in time.
Where are those?
I don't know. They're probably at my house in Sarasota somewhere.
Scavenge hunt. Old Disney books that are worth money, unless you drew in all of them.
Everyone might have done that.
Yeah, probably.
I was a doodler when I was a child. I drew on all sorts of it. But, you know, even so, my mom could have kept. My mom kept all that shit. It's probably up in the attic somewhere.
That could be interesting.
Along with my G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Ooh, that could be worth something, too. No, probably not. No, 90s G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. Yeah, no, that's
big as a coffee table.
Not worth. Oh, really? Not worth shit. Maybe we can turn it into a coffee table.
That might be worth something.
There you go. Turn that shit into a coffee table and sell to some nerd online for like $1,000.
Yeah.
We're going to go get that shit.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Speaking of cartoons, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Disney
was what it was. I mean, you know, there was also.
Oh, yeah. There was
the golden age again, you know, with the resurgence of the Disney cartoons with your Aladdins, your Little Mermaid.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. You know, the Little Mermaid, what the fuck else?
Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that was the run. And then after that, Pocahontas and.
Mulan.
Kind of. And Emperor's.
Titan A.E.
Emperor's New Groove. Was that Disney? Titan A.E.?
Titan After Earth?
Was that Disney?
I'm pretty sure that was Disney.
Treasure Planet? That wasn't Disney.
I think that was Disney.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
I think it was.
Didn't that one have Brad Pitt? Didn't one of those have Brad Pitt?
I don't know.
Brad Pitt was in one of those. What voice one of those?
Cool World? Brad Pitt was in Cool World.
Rabbit was in Cool World, and there was animation in that.
Yes, there was.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Rest in peace, Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, just today he died of pneumonia.
No.
That sucks.
Oh, poor Bob. Oh, that hurts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, it was a British one, too, that worked.
And then I got that one, too.
Nice.
Ferris Bueller. I don't know
what stopped. I don't think Ferris Bueller was ever animated.
Yeah, it's like that. But then all the animation. You know, I just read about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Huh.
So that's Zemeckis did that movie with Disney.
Okay.
So that's the base for getting all those Disney characters. That's how they got the Disney characters because it was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
They approached Warner Brothers like, hey, we want to use. We want to use your Donald Duck and we want to use your Bugs Bunny over here and maybe a little bit of your Yosemite Sam.
Uh-huh.
They're like, all right, you can use these guys. But Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck have to have as much screen. Daffy Duck, I'm sorry, have to have as much screen time as Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
They can't be second banana. They can't be second banana. So every time you see Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Bugs Bunny and Daffy are there with them.
Nice.
To ensure that they have equal amount of screen time.
Nice.
Which is pretty funny.
Very nice.
That was cool. See those mechs of all those cartoon characters. And then Roger Rabbit, you know, watching that Roger, it starts with a Roger Rabbit short with a fake Merry Melody style thing. It was good.
With the baby?
With the baby.
Yep.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is.
It holds up. It's in the style.
It's old school.
It's old school. Yeah. And in the middle, they throw a shout out to Goofy because Roger's in the theater and he's watching Goofy. He's like, man, no one does it like Goofy. And Goofy's flying around doing his awesome.
Oh, I love it when Goofy does his freaking weight crazy, everything's going to hell thing, you know, where he's just flailing around. Yeah, yeah,
I had one.
Messes are being made everywhere.
I had some Christmas thing that was like a group of a bunch of random Disney Christmas shorts, I guess, put together. I don't know how they package it. I don't even know if I still have it. It was on VHS back in the day. One of them was Goofy skiing. So, of course, that often led to him skiing off the side of a mountain with the old woo-woo-woo-woo as he went down. And then there was another one where Donald got into a snowball fight with his nephews.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they were the Huey, Dewey, and Louie, though, at that point.
Well, did they have different colored hats?
I can't remember.
If they didn't have different colored hats, then they were just his nephews at the time. They didn't have names.
I can't remember. I think they might have just been his nephews, though. I don't think it was Huey, Dewey, and Louie at that point. Yeah. But anyway, he got into the whole thing was him getting into a snowball fight with them. It gets to a point where the three of them, the nephews, build a huge snow fort.
Yes, which snow was castle.
A snow castle, yes. An awesome snow castle. And
probably wearing snow armor.
No snow armor. But they had Donald had he set up a bunch of like snow buttresses, and he was like, I remember him shooting fire into there, and they were like, he was melting the place around him, and it got intense.
Yeah, dude, those old cartoons get crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
And all those old ones, you know, watching as a child, then it ushered in the explosion of cartoons in the '90s.
Yes,
I mean in the 1990s, things just went apeshit. And here I have an ever-evolving list of 90s cartoons in alphabetical order.
All right.
So I'm just going to start going through these, and you tell me if you can remember anything about them.
All right, here we go. This is going to be all awesome. All right. Memory lane.
All right. Two Stupid Dogs.
Two Stupid Dogs.
It was Cartoon Network.
No.
It was Skinny Dog, Fat Dog. They were both really stupid, and they did stupid things together.
No.
I watched a little bit of it. Ah, Real Monsters.
What?
Ah, Real Monsters.
I know of it, didn't watch it.
No, I used to watch the hell out of it. It was creepy. It was weird.
Wasn't that Nickelodeon?
Yes, it was. It was part of the Nicktoons, but it was like the late night stuff. Like they were putting it on. Do you remember SNICK?
Yes.
Saturday Night Nick.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had it on there.
That's when they also had stuff like, what was it?
Roundhouse.
And
all that.
Goosebumps. Right? Yeah. Was it Goosebumps or no? Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes.
Are you afraid of the fucking dark?
Are you, Chris?
Well, some of those are pretty good. Some of those made me a little afraid of the dark at the time when I was a kid.
Ace Ventura.
I do remember that cartoon, yeah. Pretty disappointing.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Ooh, one of my favorites from the Liquid Television days, Aeon Flux.
Yeah, hell yeah, I watched it. I was too young to watch it, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. Like, no, that is an adult cartoon.
I was like, why is this cartoon giving me a boner?
Because it was made for adults, by adults.
Before I knew what boners were.
Yeah. No, that was one of those cartoons where kids shouldn't be watching.
Nah, kids should not have watched that.
That stuff is definitely adult cartoon.
Definitely an adult cartoon. Funnily enough, I haven't seen it since I've been an adult.
I own it on DVD. I have the entire series.
I know you do. I know. I see it every now and then. I'm like, oh, maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I want to get, he did... The same guy who did that animation did one called Reign the Conqueror, and it's the same kind of weird semi-futuristic universe, you know, high technology, stuff like that, but it's based on Alexander the Great.
Ooh.
So it's, you know, that whole thing with his, you know, his crazy mother, but it's cartoony and kind of weird, so, it's really good stuff.
That sounds cool.
It's called Reign the Conqueror. If anybody is looking for something that you probably haven't seen, I would highly recommend checking that out.
Right on.
I didn't know they had an Aladdin cartoon
on Disney.
I probably.
On the Disney Channel, I vaguely remember it.
I didn't have the Disney Channel.
Yeah,
so
actually,
I
do remember it because they, Disney quickly got into, after Aladdin 2.
Yeah.
They did. That's when they started doing a TV show without Robin Williams as a genie, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's like, this isn't as funny. We don't have Robin Williams riffing. And that was kind of a big deal when they did Aladdin 3.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams was the genie.
Well, Robin Williams need to be the genie. If he's not the genie, then it's not.
Well, they gotta add the guy from the friggin' TV show. He had enough practice by that point. Yeah, it would have been lame.
Albert the Fifth Musketeer.
What?
Exactly. Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers for sure.
I loved it, dude. That was
funny. I like Angry Beavers.
I mean, it started in 97, so I was already old enough, you know, to understand what the hell was going on. But yeah, that was one of my stoner favorites. Get baked and watch some Angry Beavers, man. I even did that in college. The cable company I had one year had a Nicktoons channel.
Oh.
And it was like a 6-hour block of Angry Beavers every day. And it's just like, I know what I'm doing before work.
That's how I'm wasting
the
my day.
Angry Beavers.
That's awesome.
Animaniacs.
Of course. Pretty much one of the greatest cartoons ever, in my opinion. Love Animaniacs.
Animaniacs
can still watch it. They still show
and
reruns
Steven,
of it.
Well, Steven Spielberg presents Animaniacs, and Steven Spielberg presents Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yeah.
Both Steven Spielberg, by the way, people.
Absolutely.
He
makes an appearance or two in a couple.
No, he does. But you see, that's what I loved about both of those cartoons, because they were made in the style of the originals.
They
were made in that where they were definitely made by adults for adults, but kids were watching them. Kids were laughing at one part.
Well, it was sold to kids too.
It was kind of sold to kids. But I've caught Tiny Toon's Adventures on every once in a while, and I am actually quite surprised at some of the stuff that they got away with.
Yeah.
In that show.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, wow.
Well, again, 90s, looser time.
That, and I understood, they did a lot of celebrity satire as well, and I got it in the 90s. I understood the celebrity satire.
You're old enough
90s.
To get it. Yeah.
Well, that, I actually knew who the celebrities were.
It's like, oh, I've seen a Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Arthur.
That's the one, the dude with the glasses, like the mouse thing with the glasses, I think.
No, I think it has something to do with King Arthur, actually.
Okay, well, no.
Anyway, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Never watched that?
No.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It was a really terrible cartoon, but it was around in the 90s. 1990 to 91. Apparently, there was a Back to the Future cartoon.
Really? Nope, didn't see that one.
Batman the Animated Series.
Of course. One of the greatest animated anything ever is. And then another show introducing fantastic classical styled music to the youth. And the music is what made the show.
Yeah. Well, oh man. Well, that, and it was true to Batman, and it was kind of dark.
And it was like set in the 50s, but also kind of futuristic.
Yeah, it was in the future 50s. I love that Future 50 stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was some good stuff. Batman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's up there in the echelon. Beavis and Butthead, of course.
Of course.
I mean, you can't have a discussion about cartoons and not have a discussion about Beavis and Butthead.
So good. That was one where when it originally started, I was too young to watch it.
Yeah, well, I was told I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I was banned from watching it. I had to sneak watch it.
I wasn't allowed.
When the video game came out on Sega Genesis, wasn't really allowed to have it.
Oh, really?
So I had to like borrow it and sneak play it. Then when the movie came out, I was finally old enough. I was just like, on off chance, you know what happened? It was me, my mom, my younger brother. We were going to see the live-action version of 101 Dalmatians, a live-action adaptation of an animated movie, the one with Glenn Close.
Okay, yeah.
And we're walking into the parking lot to go see the movie, and I'm like kind of dragging my feet like, I don't want to go see freaking 101 Dalmatians. And Beavis and Butthead's playing at the same time. Beavis and Butthead Do America, the movie.
Oh, nice.
Mom's like, you don't want to see this? Like, what movie would you want to see? And I look over at the sign, and I'm like, I think to myself, just give it a shot. I'm like, I wanted to go see the Beavis and Butthead movie. And she was like, all right.
Hell yeah.
I was like, what?
Beavis and Butthead Do America.
I was so surprised I didn't go see it. And there was only a couple people in the theater, and it was so awesome.
That Rob Zombie sequence is so amazing.
And at that point, I was just getting into like White Zombie and stuff. So
yeah,
I was like,
this is
awesome.
Yeah, I was already into psychedelics by that time, so it was like, yeah.
Bruce Willis was in that movie. He was a voice in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
Great cartoon. Great cartoon, great movie.
Beetlejuice.
I watched a little bit of it. It wasn't.
I watched a lot of it.
I think my brother watched a lot more of that one actually than I did.
I watched a lot of it. Biker Mice from Mars.
Never watched that.
Really? I played. Not only did I.
Was that a video game?
It was. It was a cartoon before a video game. Okay. I played the game and watched the cartoon. Biker Mice from Mars. It was weird. It was lame.
Sounds
I was
weird.
A kid.
Sounds weird.
Blue's Clues, don't care.
Blue's Clues.
Never watched Blue's Clues.
You're that guy died from a heroin overdose.
Good
debunked.
For him.
No, he didn't. That's just an internet rumor for the longest time.
Ooh, do you remember Bobby's World?
Bobby's World, yeah, dude. Howie Mandel.
That was a weird cartoon.
Bobby's
man.
World was great. I did a lot of Bobby's World.
I watched a lot of Bobby's World too.
Impersonating when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love Bobby. It was awesome.
It was just, you know, him and his imagination and going off and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Bucky O'Hare in the Toad Wars?
Nope.
Oh,
that a video game? That was a video game.
It was also, it was cartoon, video game, comic, and toy series.
God damn.
Yeah, I had some of the toys.
I didn't get down any of that. I missed that train.
Man, now we're getting into some weird ones.
All right.
Like Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
I remember that as a comic book. I remember seeing that a comic book of that.
Okay. How about Captain Simian and the Space Monkeys?
No. That sounds racist.
Captain Planet.
He's our hero. Gonna bring pollution down to zero. Captain Planet.
Something bad guys
something
would
like
bad to guys. Loot and plunder.
Loot and plunder. He's gonna shoot and clap lightning and thunder. Was that right?
Yeah.
Too bad he wasn't that cool, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, seriously. Did you see the Don Cheadle as Captain Planet Funnier Dice Kid?
No, I did not.
It is really funny.
I'll have to look that one up.
It is really, really, really funny. I highly recommend all that.
Right.
You ever watch Cat Dog?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Not another one where my brother watched that one more than I did. But
I was
aware of Cat Dog.
It was 98 to 2005,
a little past
our time.
Just a little past.
I know you watched this.
Mm-hmm.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
You know what, Drew, of the Disney Afternoon block, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, my least favorite.
Well, yeah, but you watched it.
Yeah, because I had to get. It was on, you know.
You had
I was
to get
doing
on
my
your
homework.
Disney
it was
afternoon.
On. I was trying to get to my. I'm sure we'll bring up the other ones. But I was trying to get to the other Disney afternoon cartoons. But that one is actually kind of lower on my list of. You know, I know it's a popular one but for me.
Conan the Adventurer.
No, there was a Conan cartoon.
Yeah, it was very good. Conan the Adventurer.
I'm sure it was.
Conan, warrior without fear. I've got the theme song in my head. I don't know why.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Conan 92 to 94. 64 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, one of my personal favorites, and had a lot to do with the fact that I was smoking a lot of weed at the time. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, Courage is cool.
Cartoon Network. Yeah. That was a weird, fucked up, twisted little cartoon, my friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It really was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I didn't watch that much, but I was aware of it.
I've probably seen every episode.
I knew it existed.
I never really got into Cow and Chicken. You?
Cow and Chicken, no. I knew of it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Ooh, how about The Critic?
Yes. Yes. I was a fan of The Critic.
Yes.
I mean, it was good. I wasn't, in love with the show.
It was weird.
It was weird, yeah.
It's about you, Chris.
In some ways. In some ways, yes, it has been retroactively about me.
Yes. Yeah. It's about a movie critic.
No, not just a movie critic. A sad, fat one.
Law and Order! Man, I wish there was a Law and Order cartoon. Nobody would watch it but me.
But there are Law and Order Valentines on the internet.
I know, I've seen those. They're pretty cool. Yeah. How about Daria? Did you ever watch Daria, the spinoff of Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, not a little bit.
I never really watched either, yeah. One of my favorites as a child, Darkwing Duck.
Yes, that was one that I was really
Darkwing
into,
Duck. Yes. Let's get dangerous. It was like and Batman, then, but with ducks.
With ducks. And Launchpad McQuack was on it. He crossed over.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was awesome.
Man, I love me some Darkwing Duck. Oh, yeah. Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, Dexter's Lab was cool.
Genndy Tartakovsky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite animators. He did Dexter's Lab. He did that Star Wars Clone Wars stuff.
Yeah.
And what else? Man, he did something else that was awesome. I forget. Dilbert. You ever watch Dilbert?
No, never.
Based
watched
on a comic
it.
Strip.
Never watched it.
Nope. Were you like me? Did you grow up on some Doug?
Yes, Doug.
Doug Funny the Kid.
I did watch some Doug.
Pork
and
Chop.
And it's alter ego.
Quail Man.
I was about to say Pigeon Boy.
Yeah. Quail Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. His best friend Skeeter. He was in love with Panty Mayonnaise.
Wasn't Skeeter? He had like weird hair and
he was
green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm watching some Doug.
Oh, man. I loved me some Doug. And then they tried to bring Doug back. And it totally it turned into Disney's Doug, and they gave him like judo shorts. They gave Doug capris, and it was like, what the fuck?
You can't bring him back. You can't bring nothing back.
Dr. Katz, professional therapist.
Yes, I did watch some Dr. Katz.
It's weird.
Yeah, but even though the squiggly animation was kind of weird looking,
it was. Yeah. But that was the point.
Dr. Katz was fine.
Yeah.
Duckman.
Duckman.
No, I never.
Family Man. Professional Dick.
Wasn't Duckman on at night on Fox at night?
It was.
Yeah. What else played with that? That must have played in a block with something else.
Yeah, probably. There were probably The Simpsons, maybe.
Maybe it did for a while. I think it played after The Simpsons.
What else played around that time? Duckman, The Critic?
Maybe.
I bet you that was
a Sunday night block for a while. Simpsons, Critic, Duckman.
And probably maybe The Tick.
Really? On Fox? Oh, did they remember
The
Tick?
I think The Tick was Fox.
Awesome. I love The Tick.
It was a failure, but whatever.
It was a great, great, noble failure.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Ever watch that on Cartoon Network?
Which one? Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That was another one. It was after me. My brother.
I was a big fan of one of the Eds because he was just really stupid, and I watched him use his head as a crane once.
Nice.
So I was really... That was cool. Eek the Cat.
I barely recollected Eek the Cat.
It was basically just it was a purple cat. His girlfriend was a really fat pink one. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Extreme Ghostbusters.
Now I remember a Ghostbusters cartoon. I guess it was just a version of the Ghostbusters cartoon. Yeah. I do remember watching Ghostbusters cartoons.
Freakazoid.
Yeah. I watched a little bit.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I knew of it. It was
a little after my time. Same thing with Gargoyles. It was in that same block.
Gargoyles was right when I stopped watching the Disney Afternoon block. I mean, I watched a little bit of Gargoyles. I kind of like Gargoyles, actually. Not Gargoyles cartoon, but I like Gargoyles themselves.
Yep.
Like in the late 90s, I had a few of them. Like I had a candle one and a statue one.
It says here G.I. Joe Extreme, but I'll take this for a chance to talk about the actual G.I. Joe, because that was such an awesome cartoon when I was a kid.
Yeah, G.I. Joe was pretty cool.
Man, dude, I had all the toys. I had
the cartoon did its job.
I had the aircraft carrier.
It showed you all these cool
vehicles
and characters that you could then buy in toy form and create your own adventure.
I was such a sucker.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Goof Troop.
Did not watch Goof Troop.
I didn't have Disney, so same thing with Hercules. That was one of those Disney things based on the movie.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold.
I did not watch it.
Hey Football Head.
My brother watched it, so that's why I was like, it would be on in the room, you know.
Did you watch the Highlander cartoon?
I didn't even know there was a Highlander
cartoon. God, it was so...
You enjoyed a Highlander. You were a Highlander fan.
That's just it. And when I was a kid, I had seen the Highlander. And I was into it. Like, Highlander, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then they had this Highlander cartoon, and it was so bad. Like, it was set in the distant future. It was awful.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
It was worse than the TV series. The TV series was bad.
I remember that.
I watched all of them.
You had to see for yourself.
I am Weasel. That sounds familiar. So I think that was Cartoon Weasel. Network.
I Am Weasel. Those sound familiar.
Yeah. Johnny Bravo.
Of course.
Loved me some Johnny Bravo.
He did the whole album singing.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mama. Yeah, he's trying to get pick up
chicks. Always trying to pick up chicks.
He's combing his hair and he's so stupid.
Yep. He was just a dumb blonde. Always, he was a guy.
Always losing out on the chicks to like some nerdo or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh man, how did that happen?
It's like, oh,
Did you ever watch Kablam on Nickelodeon? It was a variety show. One of my favorite things. There was like some crazy action squad, and it was stop motion, and it was like a bunch of weird superheroes mashed together.
Yes.
Like He-Man that was all naked, but it was a He-Man toy.
Yeah.
Like there was one of the G.I. Joe divers,
uh-huh.
something else. But that was my favorite. Like one of the guys was melted.
Yes,
but I remember. Oh man, it was another one of those.
That was the same.
I don't understand Nickelodeon for being a kids thing. They had this propensity towards this really strange, twisted cartoons.
Yeah,
like Kablam, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Like I cannot believe my mom let me watch Ren and Stimpy, but wouldn't let me watch Beavis and Butthead. I'm pretty sure Ren and Stimpy fucked me up more.
Ren and Stimpy is pretty crazy. It's pretty insane.
It is space
madness. Happy, happy, joy, joy, man. Just do yourself with a hammer. Just let the happy, happy, joy, joy. Don't even think about it. Go crazy. Kablam. Wasn't that also that I remember there being, was it the Prometheus shorts?
Yes, Prometheus and Bob.
And Bob.
Yes,
and
it
Bob
was.
Bob is a chimpanzee. And he's trying to evolve an alien chimpanzee.
Yep. Yes, Prometheus and Bob.
That's so funny. I love those. Those, and that superhero skit. I loved those.
They were so good. I think there was definitely something else that I'm missing that I remember being really good in that thing, too.
Kablam.
Yeah, dude. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. I don't know why. 92, so I was 9 years old. Yeah, that's why I watched it. I think I watched every episode. It was a football team that went through a time portal. And ended up in Camelot. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
Stop this.
But they were teenagers. And they had like awesome superpowered armor or something. Oh, I remember like being obsessed with it. It was like the coolest thing I had ever seen.
That sounds like the most.
But I liked it because, you know, I've always been a history buff. So it had historical context. You know, this is the legend of King Arthur, but in cartoon form.
And with time traveling. Football team,
yes,
with special armor.
It was awesome. It was so cool. Life with Louie.
That's
Fat Louie Arnold as a kid.
Yes, Fat Louie is like, so he's but he still sound like old Fat Louie.
Yep.
I'm gonna kill myself one day, guys.
There's the Little Mermaid. I never watched it.
Never watched it.
Magic School Bus. Never watched it.
No,
it was too educational for my likes.
Fuck education.
The Mask. Never watched it.
I remember giving it a shot because I liked the movie, but it's just like the Ace Ventura cartoon.
One of my favorite cartoons of all time, once again, The Max.
Based on
a comic book series, played on MTV, Liquid
for
Television,
adults, for sure.
100% for adults. But it is. It's only 13 episodes. It's all that were ever made. It's all that ever will be made.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely amazing.
So Max, Eon Flux, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
One or two other things.
The head. You know, that thing with the weird alien inside that kid's head?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Mega Man.
I never watched Mega Man cartoon.
I guess there was a Men in Black cartoon that I never watched.
That doesn't sound right.
The Mighty Ducks cartoon. This I remember.
I do not remember a Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Loosely based
on the team playing hockey, like
yes,
the kids, the
except
kids
they're except they're
superheroes. Wait, secret agents. Wait, Planeteers. Wait, Rocketeers. No, wait, Pirates. No, Space Pirates. Space Pirate Rocketeers.
The only thing it has to do with it is one of the characters has a hockey mask on his face. They're alien anthropomorphic duck people on Intergalactic Space Adventures, the Mighty Ducks. But one of them had a hockey mask.
One of them had a hockey mask. So it wasn't even the kids.
Uh-uh.
Just
yep.
Duck creatures
yep.
fighting battles through space.
Yep.
And one of them was like Casey Jones.
Yep. Correct. Mighty Max. Spawned those tiny little toys for boys that turned into the whole Polly Pocket for girls craze. Mighty Max.
No, did not get into any of that.
I remember the toys, but I never watched the cartoon.
I'm not even sure what the Polly Pockets.
Polly Pocket. They're just tiny little stupid shit.
Perfect for choking on.
Oh, man. Okay. A whole bunch of weird stuff that I've never heard of, like Mr. Bogus.
Nope.
Mutant League. New Adventures of Captain Planet. The New Adventures.
The New Adventures. Fuck those old adventures.
Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann?
Peter Pan and the Pirates.
Peter Pepper Picker Piper?
Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, yeah. Pinky and the Brain, spinoff of the Animaniacs.
Yes. That Fantastic. Was. I thought that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch The Pirates of Darkwater?
I
did.
Wasn't that a Disney thing?
I don't know if it was Disney, but I remember there being... There were pirates, and there was regular water, and then there was this weird dark water that tried to eat you.
Dark water.
And you had to stay away from the dark water.
That sounds intense.
It was intense. Powerpuff Girls. Genndy Tartakovsky again.
The Powerpuff Girls movie? Awesome.
It was.
I saw it in a theater.
It was awesome.
Mentioned my brother like 8 times. But I brought my brother and my cousin to see it. And at this time, at that age, they were both very embarrassed to be seen at the box office when I was like 3 for Powerpuff
Girls. And Chris is like, yeah.
He was pleased. And they're like looking around like, oh my God.
Yep.
We go into the theater and the place is practically empty. So I'm sure they felt better about that. And then we watched the movie. And then when we left, they looked at me and they're like, that was awesome.
And you were like, I know.
I was like, I know what I'm talking about, guys. I should do this more often. This kind of film recommending type.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Obviously, the Ren and Stimpy show. Oh, it was a great one.
Sorry.
Loved me some Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
One of my favorite cartoons
again,
of all time.
Yes, one of the greatest. The original run.
Yes.
Again,
not,
another example of when you bring something back.
Never good again.
Not the same.
Yeah. Well, they made them too gay.
They did go a little over
it. In the new one, they pretty much were gay. Like, in the other one, like, you could argue either way. You know, I mean, yes, heterosexual man partner.
It was more of a Bert and Ernie type of situation.
Exactly, you know. Except, you know, Stimpy definitely took the femme role. You know, I mean, he would even dress it sometimes.
Yeah, he was a little confused. Confusing.
But, you know, when it came back around again, they were just straight up queer.
Yeah, they were like licking each other's buttholes and stuff. And
yeah,
like, why is this? What are they doing? Why are they
exactly? You know, it was no powdered toast man burning the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Oh, powdered toast man,
powdered toast man, grab onto my buttocks. Obsessed with yaks in that one. Muddy Mud Skipper, remember the Muddy Mud Skipper show?
The Muddy Mud Skipper show. I do remember that show.
Yeah. He was the spokesperson for Gritty Kitty Litter. Oh, man. All right. What else we've got? Another one of my favorites. Oh, a cartoon based where we live, Chris. Rocko's Modern Life.
I never really watched Rocko.
It was based in O-Town.
Really?
That was the name of the town. O-Town.
But was it based on, like, Orlando, or was it just called O-Town?
It was just called O-Town.
Okay.
The theme song was done by the B-52s.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rocko's Modern Life. Dude, man, you really should. You should really watch Rocko's Modern Life.
Should go back and give it another look-see?
Well, it's an adult cartoon. It's another one of those sneaky under the radar. Kids were watching it, but it was totally made for adults.
All right, I'll definitely give it a look-see.
It's really good. Highly recommend it. Anybody out there, if you never got into Rocko's Modern Life, start watching it. Well, I'm pretty sure it's on the Netflix. Well. Rugrats.
Yeah, Rugrats. I watched some Rugrats.
Yeah.
Rugrats movie, first animated movie ever to make $100 million at the box office.
I never saw it.
Neither did I. But there you go.
Sailor Moon?
No, never watched that one.
We're into Sailor Moon. Schnookums and Meat? Don't know anything about that.
That sounds dirty.
Silver Surfer? Didn't know he had a cartoon.
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog had a cartoon?
Yeah.
South Park is a... Might as well talk about South Park.
South Park is one of the greatest cartoons ever. Blah, blah,
everybody
blah.
Knows South Park.
No one knows what South Park is because it's only the greatest.
Another one of my favorites, Space Ghost Coast to
Coast. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is awesome.
It was.
It was awesome. That and
it was a cartoon talk show
along with a Brack show.
Brack, yeah, Brack was good.
Those two shows.
Oh man, that was Adult Swim. You know, back in the day,
yeah.
You had your
Space
Ghost,
your
Brack, your C-Lab 2021.
Aqua Teen, Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen, yeah.
Back when I first started out.
Yeah, it was all good. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was all some good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Space I remember we used to get together and watch that stuff back in the day.
Hell yeah.
It was like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's Adult Swim time.
Adult
Everybody
swim
get together.
Time,
time to smoke some weed.
We all know what time. I don't know what you're talking about. Adult Swim, yeah. Just watch some weed.
No! Spawn. Did you ever see the Spawn cartoon?
No.
It was on HBO.
That's why. I didn't even know.
Once again, for adults.
It must be. It was on HBO.
You don't want your kid watching this.
There is no way.
Yeah, it was... Todd McFarlane did it. It was very adult.
Graphic and intense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very bloody. Very violent. Maybe a little bit of sex in there, too.
A little bit of sex.
Never watched Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? No, neither did I.
How about the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
Yeah, of course. No. Superhuman...
Samurai Cyber Squad.
So there were...
But cyber is spelled with an S.
Oh, well, then I'm not even going to bother trying to decipher it. I was going to break it down, but now that you threw that out there.
Superman. Did you ever watch Superman?
The animated one around the same time as the Batman one.
Just after the Batman.
Yeah.
Done by the same people. Yeah. Wasn't as good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know, I watched
because it wasn't as dark. Yeah.
It was Superman.
Exactly.
Superman.
Yeah, yeah. SWAT Cats.
No.
I don't know. Tailspin. That was part of Disney Afternoon.
Tailspin. I just love the Tailspin.
The Tick.
Love the Tick. We already mentioned the Tick. The Tick is great.
X-Men. Did you ever watch X-Men?
No. I never watched the X-Men
cartoon. I watched the X-Men cartoon series. It was awful, but
sure.
I watched
it. Yeah, I'm sure you would. Comic book guy.
Yeah. Do you remember this one? Tasmania.
Well, no. A Taz-based show?
Taz and His Family, a sitcom.
Oh, no.
Animated sitcom from the 90s.
That must have been horrible.
C-Bear and Jamal.
Now you're making stuff.
From Fox. Plot, C-Bear, a wisecracking and sarcastic teddy bear voiced by Tone Loc, who magically comes to life, helps steer his own Jamal into making good, smart life decisions.
Yo, Jamal, put down that crack right now. I'm a teddy bear.
C-Bear and Jamal. Never watched that.
I've never seen that one.
Toxic Crusaders?
No, I guess based on Toxic
Loosely
Avenger.
Based.
Yeah. No, never saw that one.
The Tom and Jerry Kids.
No, not the Tom and Jerry Kids. Fuck the Tom and Jerry Kids. Fuck that show.
Same like what was it?
They took out all the smoking.
Yeah, but then there was another one. There was like a kid Scooby-Doo. In that whole time period, there was
like
Tom
new
and Jerry
generation.
Kids. There was Tom and Jerry Kids. Mm-hmm. There was a new Scooby-Doo where they were all kids.
Yeah.
There was a weird Yogi Bear where there were kids.
Weird.
Do you remember those?
Some of them.
That was weird.
Yeah, screw that.
Do you remember Pro Stars? Starring Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, and Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, I do remember that. That was late 80s, wasn't it? Early 90s?
Yep, they traveled the world fighting crime.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Actually, it only had one run. It was only on for 2 months. September 7th to December 7th, 1991.
It's been so bad.
It probably was.
The worst.
I watched it, though. Let's see what else kind of weird ones we got here. Jim Henson's Dog City?
No, I never watched that one.
It was on Fox. It ran for 2 years. Ace Hart, who, of course, is having a dog city from a Bulldog and Mob Leader Bugsy Vile. Nope, never watched it.
Nope. Not even familiar. Doesn't even ring a bell. They haven't mentioned this one.
Well, I haven't gotten into anime yet. That's this whole little thing. Well, we might as well just do it now. I mean, then... You know, that was the 90s, basically. That was just basically a rundown of the 90s. Oh, James Bond Jr.? Remember James Bond Jr.?
No, not James Bond Jr.
James Bond Jr.?
No.
Anyone looking for proof the James Bond franchise was dead during the late 80s, early 90s, look no farther than this cartoon. The series revolved around James's nephew, who, for some unknown reason, is also a secret agent, but who's still in high school.
That's great.
James Bond Jr. Okay. So, yeah, that was the 90s. I mean, in the 90s, that's, you know, I started getting older. High school. Cartoon Network. Toonami.
Toonami.
And Adult Swim.
The after school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Toonami.
You know, getting me some Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, yo.
Some Cowboy Bebop.
Some Gundam Wing. And
that Gundam Wing stuff was good stuff.
Gundam Wing was cool. That was like slightly more advanced Voltron.
It was, you know, Voltron. I never really got into Voltron. That was a 70s thing. And I mean, I had the toys, but I never.
What's Voltron? A 70s thing? Really?
Pretty sure it was.
I definitely watched Voltron.
I never really watched Voltron.
I was all like head, arm, arm, leg, arm, head. Tigers. Punching tiger fists. Tiger kicks.
Yeah, totally.
Human face.
I mean, yeah, it was giant robots. Giant robots are awesome. Everybody loves giant robots. That's why I loved the Gundam Wing stuff.
Gundam Wing was cool.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was giant robots.
Yeah.
Oh, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
That was
amazing.
That was witty stuff. That was really funny stuff.
But yeah, I know. I mean, the anime. I mean, man.
Well, yeah, Dragon Ball Z for me is like the extensive.
Really?
That the Toonami stuff, the after school stuff, was the extent of my knowledge of the Japanime.
Yeah, the animation stuff. I mean, I really got into. Did you ever watch Big O?
Big O. No.
Adult Swim.
No,
basically, kind of like Gundam, but more. We're talking more, maybe Pacific Rim style, where it's, or Robot Jock style.
Interesting.
Where it's, you know, different countries have these giant robots and they go out and do crazy stuff.
Interesting.
Outlaw Star. Outlaw Star. No. You ever watch Outlaw Star?
No. That sounds slightly familiar with that.
It was Bounty Hunter, Japanimation stuff. Yeah. Cowboy Bebop, you ever get into Cowboy Bebop?
I watched a little bit of it, you know, but it's not the one where.
Oh, I watched all the Cowboy Bebops. Yeah. They were good. Well, in high school, you know, blah, 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 yada, 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 did a lot of drugs. There was an episode where they're on this weird planet and they're searching for like some guy. They call him Mushroom Man. And they get his stash of mushrooms. They're starving because, you know, they're bounty hunters. They don't have anything to eat. So, but they have all these mushrooms that they confiscated from the Mushroom Man. So they eat them and then they inserted trip balls the entire episode.
Nice.
After that, I was like, you know what? This is my kind of cartoon.
I mean, these guys roll.
It's space bounty hunters. It's fun stuff.
Right.
Trigun was another big one that I never got into, but I know a lot of people who did. Mm-hmm. You ever get in Trigun?
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, anime. Can't forget about the anime features that molded my high school years. Princess Mononoke. We got Akira.
Oh, Akira. Getting ready to try to do a live action version of that. That movie makes no sense.
Vampire Hunter D.
Vampire Hunter D, yes. That was a Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell, yes. All of those movies. I mean, if it wasn't for those movies, I mean, hell, science fiction wouldn't be where it was today if it wasn't for movies like that, those types of things.
Yeah, those are all crazy good stuff. Good movies.
Yeah,
absolutely. Agreed.
Oh, I mean, and then, you know, we get to nowadays, all cartoons are everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you got The Simpsons. Everybody loves The Simpsons. Everybody loves Family Guy. People watch The Cleveland Show.
Go!
You know, American Dad is on all over the place. You know, give me some more, throw me some more cartoons that are out there that are on, Chris. Futurama.
I'm trying to find all my cartoon drops. Yeah, Futurama, they keep canceling and bringing it back and canceling and bringing it back.
I think that's my favorite part of Futurama.
I guess so.
Is they keep canceling and bringing it back. They
keep finding a way. I mean, those are the big ones. Simpsons, I still love The Simpsons. After all these years, I'll still watch it. I'm a fan of Family Guy. American Dad, not so much.
I never got the American Dad thing.
They got the Boondocks. They got, they're doing their
final season. Boondocks. That was good. Do you remember the Oblongs?
I didn't really watch it.
The Family of Weird Mutants, voiced by Will Ferrell.
Didn't really watch the Oblongs. Was it? Yeah.
One of them, the dad was Will Ferrell, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
That reminds me of when I was really young, I watched a Rambo cartoon. Remember the Rambo cartoon?
Uh-huh.
It was a cartoon based on Rambo.
Really?
The only thing I remember was the intro. It was an animated version of Rambo tightening his red bandana thing.
That's weird.
I thought that was the coolest thing ever because I was like 7.
That is so strange.
Yeah.
Talking about weird Adult Swim ones. How about Perfect Hair Forever?
What?
You remember Perfect Hair Forever?
Doesn't even sound like a real show.
It was a spoof on all the animes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this kid who has to go, blah, blah, blah. He needs to get his perfect hair. So everything was, very, very anime, and blah, 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 blah. And everybody talk like these.
Very racist.
Yeah, it was incredibly racist and hilarious. It was a weird little show there.
I forgot about that one.
I mean, I'm sure there's all sorts of weird cartoons out there that I've completely forgotten about. I didn't talk about. I'm sure I missed.
Roadhouse.
Thundercats.
Thundercats. That's the same song as the He-Man, the Thundercats. I think Voltron was a year.
Silverhawks.
Silverhawks
is weird.
They
had cool toys. I liked the Silverhawk toys.
More into Thundercats than the Silverhawks.
I had the Thundercats base with the giant. It had two buttons on the back, so you could move the Panther's head and his eyes lit up.
Quote unquote,
shot lasers.
Nice. I had a. Like 12-inch, a 12-inch Lion-O and a 12-inch Mothra. No, that's Mothra's the Godzilla.
Yeah.
Mumra. See, I was close. A 12-inch of both of them. They had buttons on the back. You hit the button on Lion-O, like something happened. I can't remember. Hit the button on Mumra and his eyes lit up red and was all evil looking and shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, that show was kind of racist, too. Why did the black guy have to be Panther?
Seriously, because Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Transformers! I mean,
Transformers! Man. Yeah, Transformers designed to sell toys, and you know what?
It did.
Good job, Transformers!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did the same thing.
Love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Sold so many toys.
I had
them all.
All of them. Between me and my friends, we had all of them. Every single one.
You know what happened with me?
What?
My mom was pregnant with my brother, and I guess my parents don't want me feeling like left out or bad or anything.
So they bought you a bunch of turtle toys.
It's like every time I went to the hospital, or every time I did this or that, I was like, I turn around, here's another wrapped gift, and it's a turtle toy. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just being showered with gifts for 9 months. So I got a brother and like a sweet array of turtle toys. I'm like, bro, we're gonna have a good time, man. Once you can learn to walk and articulate and stuff.
It's gonna be fun.
I got the pizza mobile. It shoots pizzas. Pizza blimp. I got 4 different versions of Michelangelo. This is gonna be great.
Yeah. Oh man. So you know, in conclusion, cartoons are awesome. Support any sort of animation that you can get your hands on.
Yeah. Try to find those old cartoons to show them to the kids.
Yeah, the racist ones, so they can be just as messed up as we are.
And look up on YouTube. Cartoon, there's a commercial, like you can see the Flintstones. We didn't talk about the Flintstones.
They were the original
nighttime animated family, like primetime show. They were on like the original Simpsons.
I know the Flintstones, but it's still, the Flintstones never got me.
Well, what you got to do then, you may appreciate this, Drew. At home, what you're doing, you go to your YouTube and you do a search for Flintstones. I think it's Winston cigarettes, or just do Flintstones
cigarette
ads,
ad,
and you'll see a whole bunch of Flintstones. Fred smoking, Barney smoking. They're working at the quarry. They take a quick break. Oh, let's take a break, Fred. It's like,
some Winston.
Hey, I got these other Winstons. They really hit you the flavor zone. You know, it's so bad.
That's awesome.
It's great. So go ahead and check that because let's see where we've come from.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So there you go. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been another edition of Back to Drew's 2 Cents.
Back to Drew.
See you next week.
You don't mind if I finish out?
Of course I don't mind. Little Benny Hill.
I think I used all the cartoon ones on here.